Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how already successful members succeed at this.
Love it.
The heck does that mean?
That's it. I wrote it down wrong. I put already successful members being successful here, which is still true.
It's the same thing. This is without exception. I was thinking about, because somebody asked me recently, like, what is it? You know, give me the profile of a member who's really does well at this. And I said, well, without exception, it's somebody who's doing incredibly well at whatever they're working on right now. They just don't like it anymore. Here's a great example. I mean, if you're an aerospace engineer and you're doing great at it and you make a ton of money, you're just tired of it and burned out, which happens to everybody. You know, you're going to do great at this because you already know how to do great at whatever you're doing.
Remember we used to have a checklist? We used to say, like, it started with what three things do people need to be successful members? And we were almost took it to a point where we were going to make it a requirement. I don't know if you remember this. I was going to make it, this was a long time ago. I wanted to make sure everybody was successful. So we were going to like pre-screen and interview people.
Oh, yeah.
There were three things that we knew that they had happened. I can think of two of them and I can't think of number three. So let me give you the first two that I can think of.
Let's save it for the show.
Okay. What if I forget them by then?
I'm going to write this out.
Three things. Okay, all right.
I'll remind you.
Okay.
This happens with Jill all the time. Let me talk. I'm going to forget what I'm going to say. Like in our regular normal life. That's what happens all the time.
That's why.
Did you ever talk to somebody and you're sitting there talking to them?
Thanks a lot.
You know, they're not really listening to what you're saying. They're thinking about what they're going to say next.
That's not true. That is bad. Steven?
It just happens only when you have some...
Steven.
It happens like 5% of the time.
Steven,
it cracks me up.
Move on. Not a session.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Sounds like you're venting about me here.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Nobody loves you more than me, Jill.
Thank you. Stephen K. asks, so I'm moving into this social media channel for advertising properties. Love it. And I'm clueless on best practices for using Facebook. But I have been doing some research on getting going. A couple of questions I'm hoping to get answers. Is it best to use a personal page or a business page in your selling entity name for doing the property ad posts? That's one. Two, what is meant by boosting a post? Three, any tips on finding a local group relevant to what we sell? These are great questions, by the way. And I want to go back and I'm going to read them all, and I want to go back and do one by one answer.
Sure.
Okay, so four.
Oh, I didn't know there's.
Do you use a website or YouTube video link in your postings to either the marketplace or buy sell groups? Truthfully, I've avoided social media as I already struggle with the time suck. That is the time suck. The time suck. That is the internet.
That's how I describe our kids.
Yeah, they do suck time. But
there's so much derogatory stuff I could say right now.
This is a horrible, I feel bad. This is just like a let it all out show.
You suck time.
Sorry. I'm gonna start naming our kids. Time sucker number one, time sucker number two, and money sucker number three.
Time bandit.
All right. Because one and two are reasonably efficient and they don't cost us anything or not a lot. Number three is getting expensive, man. All right. But I really feel I should start up another marketing channel to help move properties, and any help appreciated. All right.
Okay, let's go back. Very good questions.
Again, and this is again too, this is a great one too. If you want to read this, you could go into our online community and find it for yourself. Okay, so is it best to use a personal page or a business page in your selling entity name?
Can I just say this before we answer these questions? I was exactly where you are in 2019.
Yeah, 19.
I'm sorry, 2011.
Thank you.
I could not stand the thought of even having a Facebook anything.
Correct.
I was the last guy.
Against it.
The last guy to get on the boat.
Thought it was stupid. It's no place for business stuff, let alone, you know, it's just stupid. You were there. That's true.
I could not be more wrong. And since then, even as recently as to this morning, Jill and I were debating on whether or not to use a new app that somebody just referred us to as a new way to pay somebody.
And I did. I'm like, you know what? Get over it, Jill.
And my gut reaction is, screw all that new stuff. And then I started thinking, I'm like, you know what? That's crazy. You got to embrace this new technology or you're never going to do it. Anyway, go ahead.
I have Postmates now. I have Venmo now. You name it. I'm like, bring it. Let's do it. I'm in. And just it ties into this. You're right. The old mentality of, hide behind your business or, you know, don't let that much information out there. Get over it. It's out there and it's fine.
I'm constantly, as a side note, a victim of age discrimination with technology. So if you're over, hold on a second. If you're over for 50, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where people will just walk up to you and just assume
that you don't know
by your age that you can't even, you have a flip phone and you've never been on a computer.
Exactly.
That's funny. Really cracks me up.
Do circles around them.
I started programming in BASIC like in 1986.
Right.
You know, I was that weird guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just funny, man. I really have a lot of fun with these kids.
To figure it out. Like, if I have to go into the back end of the website and change the pricing table, I can do it.
Yeah, me too.
Big deal. And people are like, why do you not do that? You just figure it out. It's not that bad. It's not that hard. All right, anyway. So is it best to use a personal page or business page? If you're just starting out, you probably don't. Maybe you haven't even picked your business. Maybe you don't even have an LLC. You don't even know what you're going to call yourself. It's just, you know, it's you, Stephen K., you know, buying and selling property. So it's okay to use your personal page. I would recommend, though, promoting your business sooner than later.
Bold. My answer is twofold.
Yeah, and get that rolling. And that's what we have. Like, we have our pages. I have my personal profile. I have a Jill DeWitt profile, you probably have seen. And then I have a Jill DeWitt page. I tried to keep them separate. I'm over it. It's hard to, even that's hard, but because I know I'm going to reach, on my personal side, I'm going to reach a limit and they only let you go so far.
5,000.
Right. And then you have to go to a page to get
friends.
More followers and things. So
then it's
that's
limitless on a page.
Why I kind of set that up. So I've kind of got them both going together. So I'm set, as do you.
Chances are, if you're asking this, you haven't really developed a personal page, but most people who have a personal Facebook page have had it for quite some time and
maybe you don't want to use that.
People that are on there are like, because people you went to high school with, they don't need to know that you just bought a piece of property in Nevada and you're selling it.
So go ahead and do that. Like, we have our land pin and land stay, both business Facebook pages. So, and we have a, you know, Offers to Owners has one, Land Academy has one, House Academy has one. So do that. Number two, what is meant by boosting a post? That's paying money to get it seen by more people. Do you want me to say any more about that? Or just say I'm sure you can Google that and get all kinds of
world.
Details. Yeah.
And I'm bringing this up on the show, not to waste time, but because it's truly beneficial. A whole world called Facebook business, and you can, with incredible amount of efficiency and accuracy, reach people to sell them a piece of real estate.
Yep.
Especially if it's a 40-acre property in Nevada in a zip code, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach anybody who's on Facebook in that zip code mm-hmm. who has some relevant interest in owning a 40-acre property. Like, they're interested in hunting. They're interested in camping. They're interested in real estate. They're a licensed real estate agent. And then all the surrounding zip codes. So it's very, very worth it to explore the back. If you just Google Facebook business, it's truly amazing. Jill and I have launched whole companies that are just based on the fact that there's such powerful marketing in Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So boosting a post is just a tiny little tip of the ice of doing that. What you're really doing when you hit that boost button is trusting Facebook to make all those decisions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want women to see it? Do you want men to see it? Do you want men over 40 to see it? Or under 40? Or on and on and on.
And
or men who are only interested in collecting rainwater. It's insane.
Yep.
It's insanely good.
Now, any tips on number three, on finding local groups relevant to what we sell? Well, there's a couple ways to do this. You could go out and organically look for them. Like, you know, you have a beautiful Oklahoma property on a lake. It's going to be perfect for an Oklahoma fisherman. You could easily search in social media and find a group specific to Oklahoma fishing and put your property in there. That's one way. And then the other way, like Steven said, through the business ways of promoting and marketing your property, you could in there, select people that are in an area, in a state, even in a zip code, however you want to drill it down, and they have expressed interest in fishing and in camping and in collecting rainwater, living off the grid, whatever it is, you know, cabin life. You can go and do that. So there's a couple ways that you could do it. I would suggest try them and see what you think works best for you. And then number four, do you use a website in your YouTube video link? YouTube video link in your postings to either the marketplace or buy sell groups. I'm trying to think exactly how to say, but should you have a video? Heck yeah. So I would totally do that. And the what I would say too, real quick here, to make it really, really easy starting out for anyone starting out, set up, just make it easy. Set up your Facebook business page. Let's just cut to the chase here. Link your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, your whatever it is. Link that platform to your profile in LandPin. Because when you're a member, I'm assuming you're a member, you're going to go in and post your property in LandPin. Once you have it in LandPin, you can put your video in there, your photos, everything like that. It is so easy to push a button to share it from there to all the social medias. And then once you share it to your page in Facebook, from there you can share it all over to these different
you
groups.
You can market
and market
it
and all that stuff. So
we designed Land, we own LandPin.
Right, that's our
LandPin is
site.
It's literally just a click of a button,
mm-hmm.
and it's all linked up.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So they make it really easy for yourself.
It's not just
that's
Facebook, too.
Say.
It's Twitter and it's mm-hmm. a few other ones.
That's why I said I stopped listing
Instagram.
Them, but there's
yeah.
a bunch. So, ding, ding.
Hey, all of this is, all of Facebook and all of social media is meant to drive traffic somewhere.
Right.
And if you don't have a website or you don't have a place to drive traffic to.
Good point.
What's going to happen is this. You're going to have a tremendous amount of success generating all this traffic to your cell phone or to your email inbox. And
or nowhere if you don't put it.
The vast majority of the people are yeah. going to be tire kickers.
Right.
So what you need to do is have a way for to someplace, whether it's your own website or somewhere, where they could just check out.
Right. Get them to the posting and where they could buy it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
These are good questions.
Yeah.
I can guess your age. Your age is close to mine. Oh, I'm doing age discrimination now, too.
What the heck? Okay.
He goes on to say, truthfully, I've avoided social media as I've... Oh, time's
up. We already said that. Thank you, though.
Today's topic, already successful members in life succeed at Land Academy. This is the meat of the show.
I remember there was a time, right, I'm bringing that back. You and I quickly identified there were three things that we could see a majority of our members all had in common that made them successful. Number one was they were prior business owners.
Yes.
That was very helpful.
Although it's not necessary.
But not necessary.
It's a very
good
indicator.
Explain why. That was super helpful because having already owned a business and getting it successful to some point meant that you know how to deal with obstacles, how to get stuff done, how to not, you know, when a door closes in your face, you find another way to do it.
You know how to manage time.
You know how to manage time, maybe negotiate. You had to, you know, all the things that all the obstacles that you had starting your business, because there are many. Even if you're in a franchise, there will be obstacles. You got through it all. And you knew how to run your own business. I don't care if it's your own online consulting business, whatever it is, you figured out how to take payments and have a budget. So all those things were important. Second thing that we knew everybody had coming into this, and because I started doing this because I wanted to be very honest with people, and I want them to have good expectations and not fail coming into this. And let's face it, you need to have some money coming into this. You cannot be successful in any business if you're walking in borrowing money or, you know, just trying to do it on a really tight, small budget. It's not going to work. You're going to be stressed. You can't afford to do stuff. What if you can't send out enough mail? You can't afford to get enough offers back. Oh, and now you can't afford to really buy some good properties. You know, you're not going to be successful. You really need to have some funds behind you. And so what I tell people, too, to get around that is save up. I don't care. And I had so many members.
Good advice, Joe.
Thank you. That I had physical, they had conversations literally with me. And I said, you know what? We are not going anywhere. Call me in 6 months. It sounds like you have a budget figured out. save up that money. When you have it, come back. And I can't tell you the number of people that came back and said, Jill, I did what you said. I am back. It was a year ago, next month, you know, that we talked and I saved it up and you were right and I feel so good and now I'm ready to do this. I'm like, yay, thank you. I told you we'd still be here. Now you can do it right. So if you don't have the money, that's okay. Pause, absorb all you can, be in our online community and listen to all this stuff, save up the money and then do it right. And then the third thing was the one I was racking my brain. And all I could think of was, maybe they had, do you remember what the third one was?
No.
I thought maybe the third one was a little bit of a prior understanding of real estate.
I think it was patience for computers.
You think that was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you don't have patience for computers, this will not work.
Okay.
Period.
That's fair.
You know, all the people that are the top tier people in our group, me and myself included, we spend 12 hours a day on a computer. And then we go home, we watch Netflix or something.
Oh, I know what it was. You just jarred it. Not being afraid of data.
I jarred it.
That was it.
You jarred
my memory. You jarred it. Is that not the correct? Anyway.
You know what? When you're in a relationship with somebody and they do stuff that's so, and it's cute, man. Like, okay. You do cute stuff, love.
Thank you. But that was it.
It's just only cute to me.
That was number three, data. I used to say, if you're afraid of data and spreadsheets make you break out in hives, then you need either A, get a partner who can do it, or B, don't do this. Go do something else. Maybe write a book. I don't know.
Buy a convenience
store. Do something else. Yeah. Even there, you need to know data, though, for doing your inventory and stuff. There's something else for you if you can't do spreadsheet and data. That was the third thing.
Jill and I recently were at a trade show, and for the industry, it's not real estate or it's not anything related to Land Academy or land or real estate at all. Right. It's entirely completely different, but it was the international trade show for that. Yeah. It was the one that the whole world goes, literally, from all over the world, people were there. And there was a speaker, and he said, he was talking, and it's people own businesses, and he said, think about the way people ride an escalator.
Yeah.
And there's several ways that people can ride an escalator. I'll tell you how Jill and I do it. First of all, if there's stairs as an option, we'll take the stairs. Number two, if we're on the escalator, we're going to run up the thing.
Right.
That's just how
we are.
We
don't just get on and stand there and move.
Jill was like this when I met her. You know, I found her this way. I didn't, you know, we're just an insulin. We're like an influence on each other. It's even
I pulled
worse.
Her out of the lake this way. I found her this way. Was I lying alongside the road?
Pulled her out of the lake this way?
That's what it's... I found her this way. I've never...
So it's like, you know, two alcoholics meet there and then they drink together.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
That's what happened to us. Anyway,
perfect.
There's a lot of people. Some people just stand on the escalator and kind of look at their nails and wait.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Some people...
Thank God you're not like that, too.
Will not only stand on the escalator and look at their nails, they'll take up the whole escalator.
Oh, yeah.
For the people
and
who are
block the ones
trying
behind
to walk.
Them.
Yeah. So we showed this little video, and the escalator stops, right?
Yeah.
And there's people on the escalator, and it's how the different ways people react to, you know. Some of them were calling for help, but they couldn't even...
Yeah, the escalator stopped, and the video was... they didn't know how to get to the top. They're like, hello. They're calling, hello. Somebody come get us. It stopped. And they couldn't.
If you're the kind of person who runs up an escalator and takes responsibility for getting to the top and not relying on that escalator, regardless of what happens, you're going to do okay in this.
That's wonderful. Do you want to talk about some of our successful members already?
I said in the beginning, I said, and I'm sitting here racking my brain, thinking about the top tier, the advanced group, and every single one of them has been, they came to us already successful at something that they, for whatever reason, just didn't want to do any longer. And then I'm sitting here thinking about the intermediate live event.
Right.
And I mean, every single person, we had rocket scientists.
Yeah.
Literally. In that room. We had online Amazon retailer that's, you know, exceeding $1 million a month. We had all kinds of salespeople and insurance people that were already very successful at something.
Stock.
They're tired of it. We have one person in our group that has just killed it in the solar panel industry.
Right.
And he's just tired of it. You know, like the technology and the customer service part. So there's all kinds of things that you know, if being successful at something. Recently, Jill and I sent out a very detailed survey to all of our members, and we had a huge response. Yep. I mean, it's like an hour long to take the survey, and then you know what the number one concern that they had was? The number one thing that was stopping them from succeeding,
right?
Time management and their personal life.
Yep.
Not real estate, not knowledge, not money.
Not data.
No. So if you can lick that in whatever you're doing now, you can manage three kids and still have a job and do well and have a mortgage and all the stuff that's associated with that, you're going to do just fine at this. If that kind of regular stuff just bogs you down and you're shaking your fist at life, saying, I didn't get a fair shake and this escalator sucks, this is not for you. But you wouldn't be listening to this show anyway.
Thank you.
You're going to watch a sitcom or something instead.
Perfect. I could not have said it better.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 20 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where Jill and I talk about the difference between a successful mailer and a failed mailer.
Ooh. And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I just realized that every single episode now, there's some version of a rant.
I was going to say that. Are we changing the whole tone?
So then I was thinking earlier this week, I was thinking, what if I did another show? We're going to do another show called the House Academy Show.
Right.
When we launch House Academy here in April.
Right. Because we don't have enough on our plates.
And it'll be similar to this one with a different twist. So then I was thinking, what if I did a show on top of that by myself? Audio only.
Oh, that'd be great. Get the rant
out there. I just talked about
there.
The stuff that I want to talk about.
That'd be awesome.
But then I started thinking, like, let's say a business leader like Bill Gates or even a celebrity like, I'm just throwing people out, like off the top of my head, like Brad Pitt. What if they got on the radio or in front of a microphone and really told you how they feel? Like, because I put Bill Gates on the top, highest pedestal ever. I don't really want to know how he feels.
I don't
want to know that. I want Bill Gates to be the Bill Gates that I know, or Brad Pitt to be that actor that I have this perception of.
Yeah, we don't want you to burst that bubble of you, the just loving, patient, sweet, calm individual that we all see every day.
You know what we could do? Top that is just we could film some of the tiffs that Joe and I get into at the kitchen table.
Oh, because that's a good idea. No, no, no.
I will take this opportunity and publicly announce that yesterday I stepped down as CEO of Land Academy and became full-time at-will consultant, and the new CEO's name's Jill.
Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that.
And I feel calmer, and I feel like a nicer person already.
I'm so happy.
Do you feel massive pressure?
I do not. You know why?
We hit
'cause you handed
milestones.
You handed me a beautiful, well-oiled,
well-staffed
operation, and we got this. And now we can work on the House Academy and
to House Academy.
We got this. Thank you very
much, Stephen.
Land
Academy hit its financial milestone.
Thank you.
We're all trying to...
Hey, is there a monetary thing that comes along with my promotion or not really?
You're the CEO.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, the answer is yes.
Yourself a raise if you want.
I'm going to get to that right now. Wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.